This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. Scott Hannon here, Todd Mitchell, our entire crew ready to go to work for you today on the program. You can dial us up at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We want jobs, right? Lots of jobs, good-paying jobs. That's a good thing. Blue-collar, white-collar jobs, jobs for sledgehammers, programmers. That all leads to bustling main streets and more savings and careers that keep the next generation reaching high and putting down roots right here. With the technologies and the innovations producing North Dakota oil and natural gas, it's all possible for our state and our nation. Making it happen with the energy of North Dakota. Check out their website, energyofnorthdakota.com. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. We thank them. Lynn Helms is going to join us this hour to talk a little bit about the latest numbers available for oil and gas production in North Dakota. And we'll also talk about the recently completed North Dakota legislative session and how that might impact oil and gas production in the great state of North Dakota. So any questions for Lynn, certainly welcome today on the program as well. Lynn, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. Scott, how are you on this nice Monday morning?
Very nice Monday morning. I believe we better savor this because it's going to cool off later in the week. So
Need to enjoy. I finally heard not too long ago. I've been a North Dakotan for a very long time, and finally heard not too long ago how to know when it's a nice day in North Dakota.
How's that?
Well, that's when the temperature is higher than the wind speed. So
I'm going to use that as a new barometer. I like that. that works well. So we have nicer weather. We have, a price of oil that's not too bad. You know, it's taking a little dump with some of these reserve questions popping around. But are you feeling saw one AP story called what we're experiencing right now, a boomlet. Are you feeling the boomlet?
We certainly are, Scott. When we take a look at the numbers, we can see that permitting and rig counts are very seriously up over what they were 6 months ago. And so activity is picking up, and we've been shifting some workload back towards the permitting section that had gone over to production, and so that's a great thing to see. I think last week, maybe the week before, created a little nervousness in the oil industry with those lower prices. But again, as we're leading up to this OPEC meeting at the end of this month, I think we're going to see that where OPEC talks about extending the agreement, and we'll see prices up a little bit, and they'll talk about maybe not extending the agreement, and we'll see prices down, and they're testing the market to see what it thinks about that. And it looks like, well, you know, when you look at the last couple of weeks, it's a $5 difference, a pretty significant difference, and maybe more. You know, when they were looking at not extending the agreement at all, we dropped down into the low 40s, less than $44 a barrel. So it's a very important conversation that's going to take place in Vienna at the end of this month.
Now, there's some news over the weekend that actually brought prices up to start the week here related to Russia and Saudi Arabia both saying, hey, you know, let's extend this. Let's do pretty much the same thing. What's the best outcome for North Dakota's oil and gas production?
I think the best outcome for us is that they extend that agreement and that the folks drilling in the Permian, get kind of into a steady state mode, and that they're not adding 15 rigs every single month. That should set us up for a price that keeps us above a million barrels a day. And we were very happy to have March production come in with only about a 1% drop, and to stay above a million barrels a day. And to see natural gas production up 1.4% at 1.7 billion cubic feet a day. At the same time, capture got better. And so we're capturing 90% of that natural gas out there now, and putting it in the market.
That's pretty amazing. Let's go through some of these stats for the most recent month available here, which is March, right?
That yes,
we're looking at today. Oil production. What? Give me your cliff notes on what you thought about the oil side.
Well, oil production was very steady. We saw 100 of those non-completed wells put on production, and we saw, 300 of the wells that have been idled due to that bad winter weather come back on production. So it held oil production steady at 1,025,000, almost 1,026,000. And most of that activity was in that core area in the Bakken, where the gas is a high gas oil ratio. So we saw gas production actually increase 1.4%. But companies did what they needed to do to capture that gas. So that was very encouraging. Rig count up, February to March, it went up 7 rigs. And March to today, it was up another 5 rigs. So companies actually accelerated their plans. They were planning to be in the 50 to 55 range by the end of this year, but their balance sheets look good, and the oil price looked good to them. So they moved to 51 rigs a couple of weeks ago. And so there is significant optimism out there, and a lot of that will depend on what OPEC decides the end of this month. We're still struggling in the federal category, but we're very happy with President Trump's executive order telling the Department of Interior and the EPA to unwind some of that unfriendly regulation. And so, unfortunately, none of it has been completely killed yet at this point. Some of the appeals have been put in abeyance, but we are still spending probably in the neighborhood of $10,000 a month on legal fees to keep the litigation going on all those efforts.
The permitting, I thought, was significant with the March numbers looking to be up significantly, almost double over April. What's going on there?
Well, that is oil companies making sure that they keep an inventory of permits out ahead of 51 rigs. As you well know, the rigs have gotten better and better at what they do. And when we looked at the rig efficiency at the end of March, they're drilling 2 wells per rig per month. So in order to keep up with 51 rigs, they've got to get permits filed and permits approved. And we have been making the effort to put the personnel on that permitting to make sure that they're properly reviewed, but also that we get those permits approved.
Does that suggest some rig growth is in our future, too, here shortly?
I think we've seen the rig growth for 2017, unless, of course, the OPEC agreement shows us bigger cuts than what they did in the past. And they're actually even talking about that, is that, they may ask for some larger cuts and see where they come out. It's all going to depend on drawdown of oil inventories. A week ago, there was some good news. Those massive inventories came down 5 million barrels. And it's going to take a series of weeks like that to add rigs. I really think that we're pretty much where we're going to be till the end of this year on the rig count at 51.
What is your take on these reserves? I know the markets swing wildly depending on what kind of news is out there. But, I mean, is there a hard, fast way to know on reserves? Or are these a lot of different analysis that are going on reserves? What's happening there?
Well, when we're talking about inventories, I think, storage inventories, and the good news is that everybody agrees that the floating inventory, that sort of unquantifiable amount that was out there on the water during the Iranian sanctions and all of that, that's gone, that we don't have an unaccounted for floating inventory sitting out on the water. But when we do add up the worldwide storage and the U.S. storage, we're still 30 to 40 million barrels above the five-year average. And so there's still a significant amount of oil sitting in storage that can be drawn down. And so that's pretty well quantified. There's people that keep track of that, what's in the tanks.
Lynn Helms with us today on What's On Your Mind. If you do have a question or comment for him, certainly welcome. You can email it, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text it, 701-367-2054 to me, or Todd at 701-226-8503. And when you call, you can either press 2 to chat with us live or press 1 to leave a message and have your question answered that way. And that's just an easy way to do that, 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. More with Lynn Helms for the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota after this short timeout. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has a new line of self-propelled sprayers that allow you to take full control of your spraying schedule. New Guardian sprayers from New Holland offer the industry's highest horsepower, largest tank size, smoothest suspension, highest ground clearance, and tightest turning radius so you can protect more acres per hour for maximum productivity. Choose from three front boom models and two rear boom modes. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer near you today and learn more about the new Guardian sprayers from New Holland.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Good careers. So darn many of them to choose from in North Dakota. It's unbelievable. But I tell you, one of the companies that is a gold standard in oil field service companies and really a gold standard North Dakota company is MBI Energy. They are just amazing. They encourage employee involvement, career development, a healthy work environment. They're one of the fastest growing service companies in the North Dakota petroleum industry. and really are an industry leader because of their people. They offer their employees a wide variety of positions and opportunities for advancement. And their extensive safety and training program is world-class. Quality equipment, too, shows a real statement to the dedication to the safety of the employees and the environment. For more information, find out about MBI at MBIEnergyServices.com. Follow their Facebook page. A lot of opportunities popping up every day, really. And join our team. That's the link you click to complete an application, and they'll be in touch. Trust me. MBIEnergyServices.com. More with Lynn Helms today on the What's On Your Mind, the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Let me ask you a question a little bit about the price thing here a little bit. I'm looking at March, and obviously average price in North Dakota for sweet crude, $38.13. You know, April's a tick above that, but February was way up there at $42. All the activity we were talking about, you're seeing. Do you see a direct correlation as that prices have been and flowing with this inventory thing going on right now? I mean, is the $42.74 a product of that price that was kind of inching up there nicely, and WTI and Brent even getting you know, to the 50 territory and above, and then that price drops? Is the activity almost immediate that you see go the other way, Lynn, or the permit request or anything?
Well, we don't see it so much in the permit requests or in the drilling rig activity, but the frac crews really respond to that price. You know, we've got now about 700 uncompleted wells. At one time, we had well over 1,000, and frac crews wane and wax pretty quickly with that oil price, and so. With the lower oil price, I think we're going to see a slowdown in the anticipated fracking. Industry wanted by middle of this year to have roughly 25 frac crews or more going. They wanted to add 10 over the course of the year, but they've pulled that back a little bit with the lower price, and we'll just see how that goes. But that's really where production is going to come from. It can come on quickly, or it can go away pretty quickly, is that activity.
Are we seeing the positive uptick from the capacity from the Dakota Access Pipeline yet?
Not at this point. They still have an open season out there where they're contracting for oil. And again, sometime between today and the end of the month is when they're going to turn that thing on. And overall, you know, that $2 a barrel improvement in oil price, that's going to put money into royalty owners' pockets, the state's pocket, and of course, operators' pocket, and they're the ones that make the investment. But I think we see optimism over that, but we haven't seen it really impact activity yet. That's yet to come in the June, July, August timeframe.
But, yeah, so that's a good thing for 2017 still to come, right?
Oh, exactly. It certainly is. That's one of the positives that we see yet to come. Between OPEC extending or increasing their cuts and Dakota Access coming on, those are the two big positives, that and the summer weather that we have yet to show up in the numbers.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the regulatory things. The Trump administration in general has been very quick to act to, you know, put forward executive orders repealing regulations that came out of the Obama administration. How do you see that impacting North Dakota? How is the Trump administration and their approach to oil and gas production, energy in general, favoring North Dakota?
Well, it's been a huge encouragement to our industry, and of course to us as state regulators. It's been a real opportunity for relief of constantly worrying about dual jurisdictions and overfiling and losing our state regulatory authority. So the executive orders that have come out of the Trump administration have been implemented as quickly as possible by the cabinet secretaries, and we're seeing rules, actually litigation on rules being put in abeyance. And the promise out of these regulatory organizations or out of the federal regulators to rewrite the regulations and unwind the regulations. That will not be a short process. That takes a year or more to unwind a regulation that was put in place. So we're going to have to, you know, keep our eye on the ball for the next year or two. And in the process of holding their feet to the fire with the litigation and working with these agencies on rewriting these rules over the next couple of years, we should see the five or six that were very harmful to North Dakota unwound.
And of course, you know, the easiest way to stop it down in their tracks is those, but as you say, they take some work. So they also have been doing these CRAs, they call them, Congressional Review Act, where they go back and not only end a particular rule that was put in, like on this methane rule for the BLM, but are able to, stop it from quickly coming back and making it more difficult in the future. Unfortunately, the vote in the Senate recently on that particular rule did not succeed. It lost by one vote, and that vote happened to be a North Dakota Senator, Heidi Heitkamp. Can you explain to us the significance of that? First of all, when we see, you know, this methane rule, what is it that the Obama administration was trying to do?
Well, what the Obama administration was trying to do here was disguise an air quality climate change rule as a waste prevention rule. They put this rule in place through the Bureau of Land Management with a cost of somewhere close to $300 million to implement on the part of industry and the Bureau of Land Management. The waste prevention part of that, which North Dakota already had taken care of with our gas capture rules, was only going to pay back somewhere around $27 million. The only way they could justify the cost of that rule was the climate change impacts, the air impacts. Well, Bureau of Land Management has no air regulation jurisdiction whatsoever. So they called it a waste prevention rule, but it was going to cost $9 for every dollar of waste prevention. And so North Dakota and Wyoming joined in a lawsuit to block the rule. It was written in a way that it doesn't really kick in until January of 2018, so we couldn't get an injunction against it. But the federal judge is, now that the CRA has failed, is accelerating the briefing process to make a decision on the merits of the case.
All right, so still an active lawsuit. I'm curious, too, what...
It sure is. You know, the quickest way for these things to go away, though, is the Congressional Review Act, and
right.
It's the most final and formal, and it really needs to happen.
That's the tragedy of last week. You still have the uncertainty for the industry now. More with
Len
Helms after a short break. Come back with us, folks, on What's on Your Mind. Any questions or comments are certainly welcome, too. Stay tuned. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What lessons can be learned from the Dakota Access Pipeline protest? That question today for Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission.
I really believe our state and our tribes and our communities can do better. Again, this is a big bump in our road, but, you know, it's the mindset. I think it goes back to the personal mindset of people, whether or not they want to, you know, have the heart, have the faith, you know, have that that value of wanting to respect one another, no matter what color, race, creed, what have you. You know, we just got to create a better way moving forward of respect, communication, understanding, forgiveness. And I really think that begins with faith, Scott. I really believe that. But again, it's something that I'm going to do all I can to lead that. And again, it's going to be very, very challenging, but it's something I'm up to.
That's Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission, as part of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're cruising along on a Monday on What's on Your Mind. Len Helms is here, the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota, talking about all kinds of things in the news, from the latest March numbers on oil and gas production, to some things happening in D.C. with regulation that impacts the industry, as well as some legislative things that were done in the recently completed legislative session. So we're going to tackle that today on the program as well. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar, at Brother PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA, home to the best cookies on the planet Earth. That's my opinion. That isn't on the sign on the front of the store, but I'll tell you, they are fantastic. That 4 for $4 deal is great. That is the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the two cookies best on earth, and a 20-ounce drink of your choice. Four items for $4. But the cookies are great anytime, any day. Dads, do what I do. Be a real hero. Bring home some cookies, and everybody will absolutely love it. They will absolutely love it. For sure. PetroServe USA. You can also register for your chance to win one of 1,005 $50 gift cards in their $50,000 giveaway. And every week they draw new names. North Dakota's farm fields connected with North Dakota's oil fields at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. So we're talking with Len Helms about a very controversial vote last week in the United States Senate. This there was a lot of news on this. Not often that a industry specific piece of regulation that gets the attention it did. It did largely because the vote failed by one vote. That was the vote of Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota. And the industry is furious. They're absolutely furious because this was an opportunity to get rid of it. So the law of the Obama era stands thanks to Senator Heidi Heitkamp backing the regulation. Question is, what now? Lynn, before the break, you explained that there was previously a lawsuit that was underway. The North Dakota and Wyoming joined together to take this on. So that track will continue. There's also the track of the Trump administration, I assume, to do this by executive order, which has happened with a few other pieces of regulation, like on the pipelines, for instance. But what's the difference? What's the difference between the Congressional Review Act fixing it and an executive order fixing it?
Well, the difference is Congressional Review Act is fast and it's final. It takes place within the first 3 to 6 months of the rule going in place. And when Congress acts to say cancel this rule out, it also carries with it the fact that they can't go back and write a similar or substantially similar rule in the near future. The other track, the track that we're on, requires court cases and appeals, so it'll be close to the end of this year before a decision from the federal court. That's subject to circuit court appeal all the way up to the Supreme Court. So that litigation track could take years. All the while, the $300 million and more is being spent by industry to go ahead and obey the rule. And under the Trump executive order, the agency can begin unwinding the rule, but that's a 1 to 2 year process, and that also is going to be subject to appeal from industry if they're not happy with it, from states if they're not happy with it, or from environmental organizations. So you're talking about a 3 to 6 month finality decision, which Congress can do, or you're talking about a multi-year, incredibly expensive litigation process to get to the same place.
And folks, here's what you need to understand about this. We're already doing it. It was already in place with North Dakota regulation. This is why some of this federal overreach is ridiculous. I mean, all this time wasted, all this money wasted. Oh, my gosh. How much money wasted to accomplish something that was already being accomplished on the flaring side. Right, Lynn?
Well, that's right, Scott. You know, one of our big arguments to the court was that BLM doesn't catch up with North Dakota gas capture rules for 6 years. So for the first 6 years, this new rule of theirs lags behind what North Dakota was already doing. And at a cost of, our best estimate is in the neighborhood of $150 million a year to the state of North Dakota in terms of royalties and jobs and activity.
Anything else you wanted to touch on the regulation side before we go to the legislature?
No, that pretty much covers it. We're going to stay on top of these things and continue to spend the money we have to litigate these federal overreach rules and hold them in place until the Trump administration can unwind them.
As you look back on the legislative session, what are the oh wows? What are the biggest impacts?
Well, there are some pretty significant things going on. I would say probably one of the biggest is that North Dakota entered the arena of environment and health safety audits. We've always had this attitude that we wanted industry to find its problems and fix them, and we now have a legal process by which they can do that. So they can file with us or the health department an environmental audit notice, and then they have 6 months to go find all those environmental problems and get them fixed. And there's some very firm time frames in there and some protections. So we think that's going to be a big positive for the relationship between the regulators and the industry. We're going to spend a lot of money on looking at reclamation of legacy problems. The legislature authorized $5 million to go towards cleaning up legacy environmental issues from when the oil and gas rules were less stringent than what they are today. And I think that's a big plus. And then unitization went from 60% down to 55%. And we all know that units decrease the industry's footprint on the landscape. So that's something really important. One thing our department got tasked with that's going to be a very big project is helping sort out who owns the minerals under the original Missouri riverbed. Basically, what we're going to have to do is hire a consultant and go through a process to define what the ordinary high water mark between the north boundary of Fort Berthold and the confluence of the Yellowstone and Missouri rivers actually is, so people can figure out their mineral ownership. So a lot of big important projects came out of this legislative session, some very important policy.
Got a call here for you. Let's go to this is an off-air call for you. Question?
Yes, I was wondering, question, when are they going to start drilling south of Belfield? Are they ever going to open that up 20 to 50 miles south of Belfield, south of the interstate? And I'm wondering about shipping the natural gas over to Europe. Eastern Europe pays between $20 and $40 a cubic. We pay $2 a cubic. Why aren't we bottling that and shipping it over to Europe? It would free up a lot of economy money across in Eastern Europe for them to buy goods and services. And it would be good for us, good for the world. Why aren't we doing that? Thanks, bye.
Well, those are two great questions, Scott. First of all, the area south of Belfield is dominantly a new formation. It's the Tyler Formation. And although the early exploration efforts in there showed good oil saturations, the well productivity was very low. And when industry took a look at the break-even cost to pursue that Tyler Formation, they're falling in the $70 to $80 West Texas Intermediate range. So we're probably 2, 3, 4 years out before they can really justify going back there and spending capital on experimenting in the Tyler Formation. On the natural gas to Europe front, there is real progress. There are several large LNG export facilities that are in the permitting process for the East Coast to move Marcellus gas to Europe. And that will relieve our markets and reopen a lot of the Chicago and Midwestern market to natural gas from the Rockies and from North Dakota. So, but again, that's a long process, and we're excited. We think this administration will be a lot more supportive of that process, but it's a 3 to 5 year process to get those permitted and get them built. There's at least a half a dozen planned, though, for export of Marcellus gas.
All right, question for you I have on the spill bill. That was 1151. A lot of conversation about that. Department of Mineral Resources charged with, of course, reporting that. I always thought it got to the point where this is ridiculous. Nobody's paying attention to any spills because the reporting requirements were so small. You know, others thought it ought to be done differently based on where the spill happened. What's your overall assessment on the outcome of this new bill?
Well, we're convinced this new bill is going to decrease the number of spills that have to be reported and really focus the spill reporting on spills that are large enough that they have real consequences. Number one, it did not change the reporting requirements for anything that's off-site. And it didn't change any requirements about cleaning up the spills. So we don't have to be concerned about, you know, relaxation of companies being responsible about cleaning up their spills. What it did is recognize the engineered sites that have been constructed since the Bakken began and recognize that they are engineered to temporarily contain a spill and that a spill of 10 barrels or less will be contained on the site, and industry should just have its own responsibility for cleaning those up. So I think it'll make a significant difference. It will put us on the same reporting requirement as the federal government and most of our sister states as well. So state-to-state comparisons will make more sense too.
All right, sounds good. Well, we don't have much time left, but about a half a minute for you to put a cherry on top of this conversation. Anything else you want to add before we let you go? Anything we haven't gotten to?
Well, just that I think the industry is currently looking for about 1,400 people out in western North Dakota. They want to fill those vacant apartments and hotel rooms and put people back to work. So there are good-paying jobs in hydraulic fracturing and on workover rigs, and people ought to be looking at job service and looking at the job fairs because our industry really wants to get back to work out there.
Yes, it feels like that boomlet they're talking about in the news.
It absolutely does. Yeah. And contrary to the report that came out about that being the beginning of the end for the Bakken, it's actually just the end of the beginning.
I love it. Yeah, I don't know where that one was. That was a strange one for sure. But all right,
yes, sir.
One in every crowd. Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate the time very much.
We'll talk to you later.
All right, Lynn Helms, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, every month gracious enough to join us and crunch those numbers and answer your questions. Last chance to get in anything on your mind after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's TCCND.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Have you seen the Killdeer Mountains? It is one beautiful part of North Dakota. And our friends at Polar Service Center are looking for a shop supervisor to run their Killdeer location. So you get the best of both worlds. Work for a great company, Polar Service Center, and have some great beauty, outdoor recreation, and so much more all around you. Hunting and fishing is just phenomenal. If you have tank or trailer experience, management experience, call Gary Myers, 701-495-3592. Gary is the regional manager for Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have these service centers all across North America. If you have experience with tanks or trailers, this job is for you. Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota. And by the way, they pay up to $32 an hour. They have great medical benefits, including 401k with matching. Incredible deal. 495-3592 to apply today. 701-495-3592. Call Gary at Polar Service Center.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369 369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Anytime, any place. Anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There are 90 folks from North Dakota and Western Minnesota in Washington, D.C. today to remember Officer Jason Mosier of the Fargo Police Department. Remember, he was killed in the line of duty. Had a weekend of events out there, and today President Trump speaking to the National Peace Officers Memorial Service that is happening on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. So keep them in your thoughts and prayers today, and all of our peace officers, and certainly those that have given the ultimate sacrifice, running into those bullets for us on our behalf. Can you even wrap your mind around that? That kind of bravery? That kind of guts? That kind of service these people do? It's so easy to take it for granted. At any second, something can come on their radio that causes them to run into a bullet. And they get up every day and do it for us. It's hard to express adequately the gratitude I feel for that. We all should feel for that. Just phenomenal. Really a neat day. We're brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache today. You need a sprayer? There is no other. There is no equal to the Apache. The folks at High Plains know all about it. They really do. Best of the best. The Apache sprayer just plain works hard for you. It's the businessman sprayer. Works as hard as you do. And a great support team to back it up. The power to climb the toughest grades and get you through the most unfavorable ground conditions. And it's fuel efficient, reliable, leading operator comfort, state-of-the-art noise dampening inside the cab, industry-leading five-year driveline warranty, highplainsapache.com, or in Mandan and Frontier, which is south of Fargo. Al in Grand Forks, waiting to chat on what's on your mind. Al, go ahead and...
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Listen to your program a lot. But anyway, I heard our Senator Heitkamp talking the other day. We need a special prosecutor to investigate Trump. It's a little hypocritical of Heidi's part. Where was she when Fast and Furious was going on? Or Benghazi that allowed four Americans to get killed for nothing? And also all Hillary's classified email. If I'd have handled classified information like that, I'd still be in jail.
Yeah, you know, I think that the answer is, Al, she's a very, very partisan Democrat who is beholden right now to a fellow by the name of Chuck Schumer. That's why she did turncoat on the vote last week, which has, you've heard, I can't believe how many comments I've gotten just today on that from folks who are wired in on this. They're watching it and they're mad. They are furious about it, okay? That was Chucky Schumer being a vote short, needing her. So she has to even stick it to people she told hours earlier she was going to vote differently. Same thing on this. She has to say that. She has to say we want a special prosecutor. That's all Chuck Schumer. That's what the Democrats, I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound strange, they're very good at it. They're very good at politics. Pure 100% politics. Not principle. Not hey, it's I got to do what I got to do to take care of the leaders here. And right now, pounding on Trump is exactly what Chuck Schumer and the Democrats want, so that's what she has to do.
Well, I would say she's looking for a remodeling contractor. She can forget that. She won't need her center office after November 2018.
I didn't miss that. Was she looking for someone to redo her office?
No, if she was.
Oh, if she is. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, you're the second one to say that today. Don't plan on winning that election. Interesting, Al. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I appreciate your call. Pardon?
When Senator Dorgan was in his office, I called his office up and I said, is this Senator Holman's office? He said, no. I said, it's going to be the way Dorgan keeps voting.
Well, you proved right. In fact, he was so afraid of John Holman, he didn't even run for re-election. Decided to turn tail and get out of there, Al. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Roger in Williston, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, see, the other week, last week, Heidi was on a different program, and I tried calling in there, and twice I got hung up on, because I wanted to ask her a question about, she's the one that appointed Shirley Myers here the last go-around when Shirley got outed in her local state legislature, whatever it was she was running for, and she got... they redistricted, yeah, I understand that. But then it wasn't her uncles and relatives that could vote her in. And now I was going to ask if Heidi is happy with Shirley, the job she's doing. And at the first of the month, I'd like that same question because I've heard there's things going on with Shirley and it's Heidi's the one that appointed her. So it'll all come out by the first of the month.
Now, were you asked what your question was going to be before you got on the air? Oh, he hung up. All right. Kind of curious. You know, we don't do that, right? We don't know the topic. So if we're talking to Lynn Helms and you want to ask us about, a Bismarck Street project, then we're not going to put you on with
Happens
Lynn Helms,
all the time.
But, yeah. But we, we don't, you can call about anything, anytime, you know, so.
No.
We don't screen the calls to say, you know, are you worthy to be on this program? That's why we call it What's on Your Mind, you know. Doesn't mean we're going to jump up and down and agree or give you a big old bear hug. We ran out of time for all the
calls. I'll give you a big old bear hug, too.
Right back at you, Todd. Back at you. Love. You big old
all
teddy bear.
All about the love, baby.
Kind of a little bit smaller teddy bear these days, but he's still a teddy bear.
A skinny bear hug.
He's a skinny bear. Yeah, exactly. Folks, unfortunately, the clock says we have to go. Say it ain't so. But the good news is we get to do it all over again tomorrow. And we take your calls 24-7, too. Remember that. God bless you. Bye-bye. We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high, and it's because of that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you. Why not? Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.